to all of God's beloved. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's start with this premise, this agreement, this thought. When you've lost something and you find it, you're pretty happy, relieved, grateful. Keys, wallet, phone, dog. A couple of winters ago, my brother's girlfriend's brother's dog, did you follow that? It's a true story, I promise. Their dog Lola, a wire-haired pointing griffin, ran away. The family was on their way up to their cabin in Canada. People from up north, where I'm from, like to go even further north because the fishing is better. On their way to Canada, they made their usual stop in International Falls. And by when I say fishing, I mean ice fishing. Okay, wintertime. And as they were stopping in International Falls for gas and groceries and goodies, and as they were getting out, a snow dozer came by, and it scared Lola the dog. And she jumped out of the truck and took off. And she was gone, like gone, gone. They looked for days trying to find her. They put out blankets with their scent at places where there had been reports seeing her. But she was nowhere to be found. In the middle of winter, in the middle of the border between Canada and Minnesota, she was as good as gone for good. Kind of like that one lost sheep. Without any resources, without any safety, without any food, without any warmth. In the wilderness, a lost sheep is as good as a dead sheep. And so, after days, the family had to give up their search, return home without their beloved dog. With broken hearts, they couldn't find her. She just didn't come back. About a year later, the day before Christmas, 2023, my brother's girlfriend's brother got a call. Someone found a female wire-haired pointing griffin dog that maybe fit the description of Lola, 110 miles from where she was lost, in Hibbing, Minnesota, at the Humane Society. So they got back in their truck and they drove 2 hours to see if it was actually her. It had been a year and so far away. But a female wire-haired pointing griffin dog? What were the chances? And the dog they found was in tough shape, skin and bones and possessive of food, so hungry and aggressive to anyone who would come near. And so my brother's girlfriend's brother laid down his jacket to let her sniff it, to remember. And immediately, Lola came and laid down on him. They all returned home and nursed her back to health, and she is still doing really well. Awesome, right? That feels good right here. When we find something we've lost, we're pretty happy about it, right? Joyful even. But in our story, the one about the lost sheep and the lost coin begins and ends with grumbling. Now all of the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." And so Jesus told them a parable, a short story with a surprising ending, a short story that gives us a glimpse of the great way that God is at work in the world for us. Jesus told a parable to everyone who could hear, the tax collectors and sinners, the Pharisees and scribes, and all who were gathered around this table to eat with Jesus. "Which one of you," Jesus asks, really he asks, which man, which person, which human, which woman, which one of you wouldn't sacrifice everything you have to find an animal or some pocket money, something that could actually be replaced, something that isn't worth finding given the resources required? Which one of you wouldn't leave the rest behind to find the one? Now, Luke sets this parable next to some stories of Jesus calling disciples and telling them what it means to follow him in Luke 14. 14 comes before 15 math. And so in the context of what's going on in Luke's gospel, Jesus is telling them about how to follow, and he says stuff like this, stuff that's actually kind of hard to hear. If anyone wants to follow me, they will deny themselves and pick up their cross and leave their family behind. Which one of you would do that? Could do that? I mean, if it means losing the rest, no one. We can't go as far as Jesus. And I think that's kind of the point. Jesus is getting his followers ready for the surprise ending. He will die on the cross and be raised. Which one of you? Which one of you would leave everything behind to find the lost? None. No one. Mm-mm. Except for God. And in Jesus, God has and will. In Jesus, God has gone the way for you and for them. Because God will not give up on any of us. Faith has never been about becoming like God, but rather that trusting that God is God for you, that God will find you. And when Jesus finds the lost, it's like Lola sitting down on that blanket. The heavens rejoice. A feast is made. There's relief. There's gratitude. There's joy. But there's grumbling. The others at the table, they are sitting there hungry for food, but refusing to eat. This fellow eats with tax collectors and sinners. This fellow approves. This fellow is in fellowship with them, the sinners. The story of the lost sheep and the lost coin takes very seriously what it means to sin and be a sinner. It's reserved for real harm, for people who have fractured the welfare of the community. To be a sinner is to be lost, worthless, dead. And Jesus doubles down in choosing a sheep and a coin for the parable because they are things that can't actually make amends, that can't actually be found. Once lost, they are as good as gone, worthless. It can only be found. We all know people who have fractured the welfare of a community. Maybe it's in your home, or at the office, or at school, or in the nation, or in the world. Maybe it's a friend, or a partner, a colleague, or a sibling. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's someone in authority. Ultimately, it is someone with whom you have a hard time agreeing with or accepting. Jesus doesn't approve of brokenness, harm, abuse, sin. He doesn't ask us to either. Well, it's okay. It's all right. But he goes further. He does not let sin and evil and death and harm have the last word. He eats with sinners because he knows what to do with them. Forgive them of their sin and remove it from them. In the biggest surprise of the story, Jesus doesn't ask if you will go after the lost, because only he truly can. Robert Ferrer Capon says that Jesus finds us in the desert of death, not in the garden of improvement. And in the power of Jesus' resurrection, he puts us on his shoulders, rejoicing, and brings us home. So when Jesus finds the lost, eats at the table with them, forgives them, will we trust him and his forgiveness that it's enough? Forgiving sinners. Doesn't he know that that's the kind of thing that will get a guy killed? He's forgiven even that, too. Amen.